This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. If you're heading somewhere for the holiday, pack your patience, as they say, at the airports and on the roads.
We're about halfway. We got about 4 hours, 15 minutes left, so I think it's going pretty good. It's not as much traffic as I'm used to.
And so far, the weather is mostly cooperating. CBS's Nicole Valdez is at Atlanta's airport.
In terms of delays and cancellations, we're only at about 400 nationwide right now. A majority of those happening in Denver, where we know some significant winter weather is likely delaying many of those flights. This is really an interesting situation. We're looking at a day where we are expecting to see nearly 50,000 flights across the U.S.
The FBI is looking into threats against Donald Trump's White House team. Katrina Kaufman has more.
Several of Trump's nominees have been targeted with bomb threats and swatting. One of them who has come out with a statement is Elise Stefanik. She said that she was driving home with her husband and child for Thanksgiving when they learned about a bomb threat at their home. The police responded immediately, she said. We know that the FBI is aware of this, and also that no one with Secret Service protection was impacted.
The White House, concerned about Russia's advances in Ukraine, has some advice for Kyiv, as Linda Kenyon reports.
An administration spokesman says Ukraine should lower the current draft age of 25 to 18. This would help expand the pool of fighting-age men as the nearly three-year-old war with Russia continues. The U.S. has provided more than $56 billion in security assistance to Ukraine since the war began, and says a shortage of manpower, not international assistance, has now become the major issue. Russia, too, is experiencing a manpower shortfall and has turned to North Korea to provide thousands of troops. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
The ceasefire is holding between Israel and Hezbollah. CBS News security contributor Sam Vinograd.
This is a day-by-day implementation, if not a minute-by-minute implementation. The United States government is deeply aware that they will have to pay close attention as to whether Hezbollah and Israel are keeping up their side of the deal.
The UN is evacuating its staff from Haiti's capital. The Miami Herald's Jacqueline Charles.
The options are very limited right now to get out the country, as we're seeing an escalation in gang violence. 40,000 people have been displaced in just 10 days because of this new round of violence.
U.S. airlines are not flying to Haiti after shots were fired at some planes. On Wall Street, the Dow is off 126. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. It didn't take long for the release of body camera footage from the Racine County bus incident yesterday. You see the first deputy approach the bus driver, who was already out of the overturned bus.
Are you the only person?
Yes, there's no children.
Okay, good.
It's on my way to work, and we'll pick up the kids.
No kids were on the school bus that collided with another car at Highway 36 and Wind Lake Road yesterday. That bus flipped and landed in a small pond. The 65-year-old owner of the historic Burlington mansion that burned down has a history of legal troubles. Court records show assault and alcohol-related violations. Potential charges related to the fire are pending for Robert Staten. Racine County prosecutors have not yet filed formal charges as an investigation continues. It's now the 15th annual Dan and Ray's Rendering Thanks Thanksgiving Dinner. It's being held at Racine's Festival Hall tomorrow from 10 to 1. It provides free meals to those in need. If you'd like to volunteer, you can find information at WRJN.com. Public Works won't be getting your garbage on Thanksgiving Day in Racine and Kenosha. Racine's pickup schedule will be adjusted going forward, while Kenosha will collect Thursday's trash on Friday and catch up on Saturday. There are tree lighting ceremonies across Kenosha County this weekend. The city event is Friday at Veterans Memorial Park. The county event is at Pets Park Saturday. Both events feature live music, food, and activities for kids. And Wisconsin's gun deer hunting season opened with just over 89,000 deer registered during the opening weekend. That's an almost 2% decrease from last year. No hunting accidents have been reported. The season continues through Sunday. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks are back to 500. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a 106-103 win over the Heat in Miami. Milwaukee's win-loss record now even at 9-9. Just before the tip-off, Giannis Antetokounmpo had his left knee flare-up with swelling and was unable to play. How did that change the game plan? Head coach Doc Rivers.
When Giannis went out, it was such a late scratch. You know, kind of had a scrambling. We usually go with bigs, and we decided to play small ball the entire game because I really felt like with so much scoring, the only way we're going to win the game is we had to win the three-point game.
NFL, the Packers getting ready for their Thursday night game on NBC for Thanksgiving. I asked Jordan Love how he feels about playing in prime time on the holiday.
Yeah, it's awesome. You know, anytime you're prime time, especially playing on a day like Thanksgiving where, you know, I grew up eating Thanksgiving food and watching football. So, you know, a lot of people, that's kind of the tradition. So it's definitely special. You know, we love these primetime games for sure.
That's quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy and calm today with high temperatures flirting with 40 degrees. More clouds build in tonight. Temperatures fall tomorrow. As winds start to whip, they become blustery where we won't climb above freezing tomorrow and highs struggle to hit the mid-20s for the weekend. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 40 degrees at our studios.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. All right, now from Neil Diamond, it's Cracklin' Rosie. We've talked before about how Rosie isn't a woman at all. It's a bottle of wine. But remarkably, this isn't Diamond's only number one hit about wine. He released Red Red Wine in 1967.
Cracklin' Rosie, get on board. We gonna ride till there ain't no more to go. Taking it slow. Lord, don't you know? I'll have me a time with a poor man's lady, hitching on a twilight train.
child. You got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Crackling Rose, your store-bought woman. But you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, our song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it. Store-bought woman, but you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, our song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it now, my baby. Cracking rose and make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, well, that's all right, 'cause we got all night. Set the world right. Find us a dream that don't ask no questions. Ba 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 ba. Ba 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 ba.
From Radio Park to Ives Groves. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
This diamond ring can be something beautiful, and this diamond ring.
your hat. There's a girl right next to you, and she's just waiting for something to do.
And there's a rose in the distant
news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Say, are you ready for today's useless fact of the day? Just a random piece of information you can share with your family and friends. Here we go. Today's useless fact is flamingos can only eat with their heads upside down. Yeah, they use their tongue as a sieve to catch food by flipping their heads about. It's a technique called filter feeding.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair, designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with Care Credit Options also offers Power Lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Von Hassel Jewelers in downtown Racine. The holiday season starts tomorrow, but you can save big today on a beautiful necklace, engagement ring, or other fine jewelry for that special someone. Looking for a one-of-a-kind piece? Von Hassel Jewelers has been designing and crafting custom certified jewelry for over 20 years. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase a $100 gift certificate for just $50. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Friday. The Badgers battle the Gophers for Paul Bunyan's axe. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
With local news twice an hour, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., we are Racine's source for local news and now timeless hits. Join us every day to stay up to date. Join us online at WRJN.com for up-to-date news or join our news podcasts, also available at WRJN.com. Local news, it's part of our commitment to Racine.
WRJN. You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
You ain't looking for a hound dog.
mama's crying.
Presley, Hound Dog, WRJN. Well, back in early 1956, Ed Sullivan said, "I wouldn't have Elvis Presley on my show at any time." Of course, eventually he did, to great ratings. We're looking for a mostly cloudy sky tonight, a low of 27. Tomorrow, Thanksgiving Day, sunshine and 36.
Now you're feeling low and the fish won't bite. We'll be right back.
a dream that's lost from the hurt that you have caused. Everywhere I turn, seems like everything I see reflects the love that used to be.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, where our goal is to inform and to entertain. So, if you ever miss any of our newscasts on air, simply search online WRJN News. You'll get the stories on our website or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. While criminal charges haven't yet been filed, we're learning more about the owner of that historic mansion in Burlington that burned down last week. 65-year-old Robert Staten has a documented past with the city and law enforcement. The history includes a September arrest for assault, multiple violations for court-ordered alcohol restrictions, and failure to obtain necessary permits for work on the historic property. While Staten faces potential charges related to the fire and prior offenses, Racine County prosecutors have not yet filed formal charges. Fire investigators continue to search for the cause of the fire that destroyed the 1882 mansion. Helping Hands will be handing out turkey dinners tomorrow. Racine's Festival Hall will host the 15th annual Dan and Ray's Rendering Thanks Thanksgiving Dinner. It provides a free meal to those in need from 10 to 1. Event organizers could still use some extra help, with volunteers and sponsor information posted online. You can find more at WRJN.com. Numbers from the hunt are coming in. Derek Tritz has more.
Wisconsin's gun deer hunting season opened last Saturday, and the DNR has released preliminary harvest numbers. Hunters registered 89,203 deer statewide during opening weekend. This is a 1.8% decrease from last year. Regardless of harvest, hunters stayed safe during opening weekend as there were no firearm-involved hunting accidents reported. Gun deer season ends December 1st, which means there's still time for hunters to turn this season into a success.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Partly cloudy and calm today, with high temperatures flirting with 40 degrees. More clouds build in tonight, temperatures fall tomorrow. As winds start to whip, they'll become blustery, where we won't climb above freezing tomorrow, and highs struggle to hit the mid-20s for the weekend. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 40 degrees at our studios.
Yeah.
Hamilton, Everlasting Love on WRJN. That's a song that's been covered a number of times, probably most famously Robert Knight, Carl Carlton, and Gloria Estefan. Those are probably the three most famous versions of that song. But Carl Carlton's was the highest charting version of that song. It went to number six in 1974.
Bye.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, farming is still a big thing in Racine County, and WRJN has farmers covered with the fabulous farm babe, Pam Yonke, and her Midwest Farm Report. It's weekday mornings from 5 to 6, along with reports throughout the day. So keep up to date on all things ag. It's all part of the local news and timeless hits we present on WRJN.
My eyes tell me what
Racine's home for local news, timeless hits, and Green Bay Packer football, WRJN. Of course, the Packers are going to be playing tomorrow night, Thanksgiving night, here on WRJN.
Tell all the people across the USA, I love my Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, after you've had your meal and you're sitting down and unbuckling your belt, you can wrap up Thanksgiving Day with Packer football. The Miami Dolphins come to Lambeau for a night game. Pre-game starts at 5, kickoff just after 7. Wayne Larrivee and Larry McCarron have all the action on WRJN. Packers are brought to you locally by Easy Mobility Solutions, southeastern Wisconsin's trusted source for power mobility. By Lee's Deli, serving up tasty rewards and Racine's best sandwiches for more than 50 years. By Gabriel the Promoter, online at GabrielPromotes.com. And by Martin Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. Packer football all season long on WRJN.
Craving a fresh and flavorful sandwich? See why Lee's Deli has been named the best of Racine year after year. Signature subs like the Standard, the Godfather, the Gobbler, and the Hen House. Now find Lee's Deli signature subs and chef salads at the newly remodeled Twins Food Market on 16th Street and Packard Avenue. Made fresh daily, pay with cash, card, or Snap. Or you can swing by the Washington Avenue shop for easy pickup, delivery, and catering options. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine one sandwich at a time.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Congratulations on your state high school football championship from WRJN to everyone, the coaches and student athletes at St. Catharines High School. It was a great game, as Dick Rusefa called it.
And that's the ball game. The final score, St. Catharines 26, Baldwin Woodfield 22. St. Cats wins its second state title in football in 6 years.
And we were proud to carry the game here on WRJN. Keep listening for more high school sports as the basketball season gets underway. Dick Rusefa and DG Sports teaming up with WRJN for all the action this season.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
just to be with you.
For 97 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits too. Coming up, CBS News at 4. We'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Mike Clemens has sports, the forecast on the way too on WRJN.
In the summertime, when the weather is hot, you can stretch right up and touch the sky. When the weather's fine, you got women on your mind. See what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you a down or a turn of 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. When I grab people, when I daddy, when I mean, we love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. We're always happy, life's for living, yeah, that's our philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee. Da 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 da, yeah, we're happy, happy. Da da da, dee da da dee da 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 da. Da 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 da,
right on,
da 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 da. Settle down. She's rich, she's nice. Bring your friends and we'll all go into town.
Radio refreshed. WRJN.
You ask me if there'll come a time when I grow tired.
Stay.